So hi everyone, this is Joe Bunting and I'm here with author Diane Capri. Diane is the author of 7 novels and 4 short stories. She has reached the number one Amazon bestseller list in several categories. And best-selling author Lee Child called her books full of thrills and tension, but smart and humor and human too. So Diane, thank you so much for talking with us today.
It's a pleasure to be here, Joe. Thanks for asking me.
Yeah. So how did you first get into writing thrillers?
Well, I've been doing this a long time, mm-hmm. and I write what I like the best. For me, I read everything. I read all the time. But I really love a story with a great plot and great characters and well-written prose. And mm-hmm. for me, yeah. that's most often mystery or thriller or suspense. Mm-hmm.
So you've been writing and publishing books for a long time. How has the internet changed the way you connect with readers?
Well, from my point of view, Joe, it's just made my life a lot easier. It's so much easier to connect now with everyone and with more people than it used to be. We talked a little bit about this before we got started. When I was traditionally published, I was always meeting with readers, but I would have to go to them. So I would have to buy a plane ticket, or I would have to drive, or something like that, and meet people in various places. Now I can do that from my computer, and I can reach people all over the globe that way. I was telling you before we began that, you know, since I started selling my books online, I've had readers contact me from faraway places like New Zealand and Orkney and Brazil and, Canada, not that far away, but North Canada.
Yeah.
So Hawaii. So it's, you know, I'm in Florida, so it's, you know, I haven't had to fly anywhere.
So, that's great.
So that's mainly what I do. And to me, it's the same as, appearing in a group and talking to people or going to libraries or going to book signings and things like that. I just try to connect with real people and have real conversations any way that I can.
Yeah. Do you still do those book signings and those kind of book tours anymore?
I do, but I don't do as many as I used to. Mm-hmm. For one thing, I don't have... there's not as much of a need for me to do that because I can reach more people online.
Yeah.
But also readers in general can connect with us more easily online now, and they like that better too. So, they don't have to, get out in the bad weather and come somewhere late at night and that kind of stuff. So for the most part, it worked better for both readers and writers to do the online stuff more than the other stuff.
That's good. Yeah, it seems like there's, more chances to connect online than there was in traditional publishing, 20 years ago when the only options were book tours and, letters to the author.
Right, and then the other thing that we used to do a lot of, and I still do, but it's not as satisfactory, and I'm going to tell you, you'll understand why. We used to do a lot of radio, television, and those kinds of things. And the problem with that is, you go to a television studio and you do the television broadcast, but you have no idea whether anybody out there ever hears it, or if they do, if they have questions, or what they think, or anything else. So it's not a two-way communication.
Right.
It's just a one-way communication. And it's a little like, going out your front door and shouting into the air, whereas, with online communication, usually you can get immediate feedback. People will let you know whether they heard you or they didn't. And then you know whether to continue shouting out the front door or, go over to the mall, what should you do?
Yeah, and I think a lot of authors really love this. Some authors struggle with this because, with that increase of feedback, some of the feedback is negative feedback. So how do you deal with negative feedback?
Well, Because we've talked about this also outside the interview, you know that my point of view is that, readers are number one. And so if I get negative feedback from a reader, first of all, I'm appreciative. I'm glad that they've told me. Because there's an old marketing adage that says that if someone's unhappy, they won't tell you, but they'll tell 17 other people. So, and that's mostly true. So I w it would rather that they tell me directly so that I can deal with the issue, whatever it is, directly. Sometimes it's a misunderstanding. Sometimes it's a difference of opinion. But it's good to hear it. And then when they tell me, then I try to deal with it. I try to deal with it in a positive way. If they're angry about something, which is seldom, then I apologize for whatever it is that I did that made them angry, and then we go on from there. But if there's a misunderstanding of some sort, then I try to fix it,
Yeah,
try to make it right.
that's great.
And it works really well. I mean, we're in the customer service business. We just call it reader satisfaction.
Yeah, that's great. So, sometimes we get caught up in talking about the marketing side of books and how to hit the bestseller list, how to sell more books. I know you do your best to focus on readers and put them, first. How do you show your readers that they come first? What are some practical things that you do?
Well, one thing, this is very, very practical. I just tell them that. I just say that. I say that in my blog posts. I say it on my website. I say it on my Facebook
Great.
page. So that people do know that that's where I'm coming from. Whenever they send me an email, I say that. So, if someone, for example, were to send me an email and say that they were unhappy with something, I would say, I'm so sorry you're unhappy. We want you to be happy. Or I will say, if somebody sends me an email saying that they like something, I will say, thank you for letting me know. Readers like you are the reason I write. Because it's true. I just tell them what the truth is. So, I'll do a blog post and I'll say, here on my blog, readers are number one, so let me know what you think. So that's the easiest thing. You just let them know that that's what your focus is, because a lot of times they don't know. And for some writers, that's not the focus. So, they can be forgiven for not understanding that that's what your focus is. So I usually just start by just telling them. And then I try to demonstrate it whenever I can. So if I can give them things, I do that. So I know one thing that you've been fascinated by is that on my website I have a Reader's Rewards program. So if they right now what I have going on there is if they read and like my work, I'm encouraging them to post a review of that and just let other people know what they thought. Now, if they don't like it, then they can post that too. So I ask them to post an honest review, and after they post an honest review, to let me know that. And if they'd like to read another of my books, I'll be happy to arrange for them to get a reader's copy. Some people take advantage of that, some people don't. An author said to me the other day, how do you keep from going broke? And I said, well, so far I haven't had a stampede of people, asking. And there's a lot of reasons for that. One is, a lot of people don't feel comfortable writing reviews. Some people don't want to do it. And so, I try to reward those folks in other ways if I can. So whenever I ask for their opinion, I offer them a bribe, and I tell them that. I say, okay, I need to know. Like recently, I ran a poll on my blog asking them to give me their thoughts on one of two titles that I was trying to decide between for my next book. And I said to them, please tell me which one you like best and what you think. And of course, I'm offering you a bribe for participating.
Oh, that's great.
And the bribe, yeah, and the bribe was, and I told them that right up front. I said, yeah, the bribe is you can have an autographed paperback of your choice. So that's what happened. And so they did that, and I had a rafflecopter, which is a random drawing, and ran rafflecopter chose the winner, and we notified the fellow, and he contacted me this morning and said, I'm so excited, I've never won anything in my life.
Wow, that's great.
And I said, yeah. So I said, I'm excited too, and I'm so glad you won. And until he chose his book and I'll be sending that out. So I just try to, whenever I need their help, I let them know, and I try to give them something in exchange for helping me.
Yeah,
just like I would you.
I think that makes people want to talk about you, and you know, we always talk about word of mouth as the best way to sell books, but making people happy, giving them this kind of experience, is a great way to have them talk about you, share that experience with their friends.
Well, hopefully, ideally that's what you're going for. You certainly don't want people to go around saying they don't like you.
Yeah.
Sandra Brown said to me once, I asked her, I said, what is the secret of your success? And she said, I just try to do what my mother taught me, which is be nice to everybody.
Yeah. That's
and
great.
I thought at the time, that that's really true. Most people feel like they don't get enough appreciation, and most people are right. A lot of times we don't show the appreciation we actually feel, and so I just try to do that.
That's good. I like that. Yeah, I think generosity is just, it's shockingly powerful as a tool. I mean, not just for, spreading your message and getting more sales, but just as a tool for your own personal happiness, It makes you connect with people, with real readers at such a deeper level, just by being generous to them.
I personally don't look at it as being generous. I look at it as sort of my part of the social contract, if you will.
Yeah.
It's not my job to make people miserable. I mean, reading is supposed to be fun. We're supposed to enjoy it. We're supposed to like it. And if I'm making it an enjoyable experience, then I'm doing my job. If I'm not, then I'm failing. So I'm not really good at failure. I kind of like success better. So I'm wanting people to have a good time when they read my work. So that's my goal.
That's great. That's a good goal. So I know you've also published some of your short stories. Do you think writers should put their shorter works on Amazon and kind of self-publish those as well?
I think that, again, it sort of depends on your readers and what genre you're writing in and whether people that read the genre that you write enjoy reading short stories or they don't. Some genres are more open to short stories than others, and if you write in the genre, then you should know, which it is. I think it's, I don't mean this to sound negative, but I think it's self-indulgent for a writer to publish something just because you feel like it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And which is fine. I mean, you can do, everybody can do that. But to me, the goal is always, as I said, to write something and put something out there that I think readers are going to love. So I wouldn't publish a short story that I knew people wouldn't like or people wouldn't want to read or there was no interest in, let's put it that way. So if you write in a genre where people like to read short stories, and if you are a person who, can write a short story that you think readers will like, a lot of writers feel like they can't write a short story, they work better in the longer form and that kind of thing. But if you're a person who can write a shorter story, and if your readers want to read it, then sure, I think that's great. Why not?
Yeah. So, Diane, thank you so much for your time today. This was really fun.
Oh, good. Thank you for calling. I had a good time, too.
Yeah. Can you tell us where we can find your books online and where, your website is?
Oh, sure. It's just DianeCapri.com and, D-I-A-N-E-C-A-P-R-I, DianeCapri.com. And you can find my books at any of the online retailers, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iTunes, Kobo, or drop me a note, come to my website. There's a contact form there, and I'll be happy to help you if I can.
Great. Well, we will make sure to get in touch with you.
Okay. Thanks, Joe.
Thanks so much,
Good
Diane.
Good talking with you.
You too.
Bye now.
Bye.